What is going on, Pardon My Pancreas podcast? We have a special guest on today's episode, and this episode did get a bit emotional. Now, I realize now that there is no surprise in the guest because his name is in the title, but I'm going to keep the subject a bit of a surprise for you. So let's get into the theme song.
I've spent the last 10 years pushing the limits while identifying trends and patterns in my type 1 diabetes management. Follow along as I learn, apply, and share the fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle strategies that I've learned from diabetes experts around the world. The real question is, how can we live fearlessly with diabetes while maintaining stable blood sugars? This podcast is here to give you the answer. My name is Matt Vandervecht, and with my co-host Ali Abdul Karim, we welcome you to Pardon My Pancreas.
What is going on, everybody, at the Part of My Pancreas podcast? We have an incredibly special and emotional episode for you today, as put by our guest in his Instagram story about 30 minutes ago. We have Ali, my co-host, back on the show. Ali, what's going on, man?
What's up, guys? I'm super happy to be here. And like you said, man, it's an emotional episode and a good upside to it.
For sure, man. It's been a little while since we've had you on telling your story and not interviewing somebody else. So I wanted to revisit our roots and ask you for kind of a summary of your diagnosis, since it's an interesting story.
Thank you, Matt. I just want to say, I'm really excited to be on here and sharing my story. Always gets me excited, and let's get into it. My name is Ali Abdul Karim. For those of you who don't know me, I am 23 years old. I have been living with type 1 diabetes for almost 6 years. And I'm going to take you back to my diagnosis story. I was 18 in high school, Grossmont High School in San Diego. And I was in the transition of leaving basketball dreams. You know, of course, I was 5'6", and those dreams are very unlikely when you want to play professional basketball. Talking to Matt, he's like 6. I don't know how tall he is. He's just tall.
and he's a giant.
Yeah, he's a giant. I was starting to make music. I was getting into production, and I got diagnosed. And that was really confusing for me because, like a lot of us sitting here listening to this podcast, you're like, what is diabetes? Diabetes, all I know is sugar. And I'm talking pre-diagnosis when you're just clueless about diabetes. And when I got diagnosed, a really funny fact, I thought I was going to be cured within like 2 months because I had misheard my doctor. He was like, okay, we'll be back here in 2 months, see where you're at. And in my brain, that was like, oh, okay, 2 months, diabetes gone. I eat healthy and I run.
Piece of cake.
Easy. And nope, that was not the situation at all. And yeah, it started dooming on me, and I remember telling it to my doctor. I'm like, wait, so I'm not gonna be cured? He's like, no, I told you we were gonna check up on you. And this is my primary care doctor, family doctor. And diagnosis was not easy at all. I remember seeing my mom at her job. She was taking me there. I took finally a day off from school, and I was like looking like a twig in school. And I finally decided I'm not going to class today because I don't feel good. And I just see my mom running around asking the nurses at her job, like, what is this? And she just started crying. She's like, what do we do to deserve this? You know, I never see my mom so hopeless. You know, she's always the strong figure in my life, and seeing her like that, I was like, I weirdly laughed because I was nervous, and I was like, this is so weird. But, you know, I'm never going to know what it feels like to be a mother and seeing your youngest son get diagnosed with the disease. And later, one step after another, I left making music and I started working out more. I started getting into education about diabetes, just self-improvement, and I was just obsessed with that. I stopped making the beats, you know, I wasn't that good too. and here I am. I started making vlogs, and I'm chatting with Matt on the podcast.
you've spread yourself out on so many things.
Oh my God.
Like, okay, so you started with basketball, and mm-hmm. Granted, you may have been like a little bit shorter than NBA All-Stars would want you to be.
Very short.
But like, were you good though? Like, did you have talent, or was it all just a pipe dream?
You know what? I'll be really honest. The older I get, the more I become honest with myself, I used to think I was always good. And I was like, I just get so nervous, which some of that is true. I get really nervous in games, but competence creates confidence. And I practiced a lot, but I didn't practice the right thing. So I wasn't that great. I was probably a 4 out of 10, you know, not compared to the world, but, you know, give me a general rule of thumb. But my weaknesses and my strengths are being an over optimist and super crazy dreamer.
Okay. I mean, that is a strength in some circles for sure.
Yeah.
But interesting. We're so often our own greatest critics with the 4 out of 10, but that also leads into what you just said. I love that quote. You said competence equals confidence. Was that it?
Yeah.
Increased exactly. Competence equals increased confidence. Yeah. That's fantastic. I think that applies to a lot of areas in life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still play basketball, like for fun?
Or
is that a sore subject? You're like, I had to quit and just drop it.
You know, when
I can't do it.
When I quit, it was really weird. I was, it's also a really funny thing. I don't tell a lot of people, but and it's something I'm really proud of because I'm a weirdo. I got cut from the high school basketball team, meaning I didn't make the team at all. 6 times in all 4 years. And you're like, how can you try out 6 times anyways? Well, you can try the summer league, you can try the winter league, and then
okay.
You just get cut twice a year. And I kept showing up, and the coaches were like, we don't like this kid. We don't know who he is. He's not one of like our people. And I remember the last day, I showed up just to show up, but I knew I was quitting basketball, but I just kind of did it as like an exit for myself, as the actor I am. And I'm like, when I walk out of here, everyone's going to know my name. I promise you. And as in terms of playing basketball, with everything going on with COVID, no. I used to go to this local church and just play open gym. Not with anyone, just, you know, shoot by myself. But nowadays, no.
Okay. Well, that's all right. You know, some things were meant to end. That's totally fine. I mean, I honestly don't really play sports that I loved my entire life. You know what I mean? Like, I think life priorities just kind of shift a little bit where it's less time to play, which is super sad to think about. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Let's not go down that depressing road of I can't play anymore because responsibilities of life kicked in.
Yeah. That's actually a really good point. I mean, not to cut you off, Matt. I think if you were to tell me when I was playing basketball, my future self said, hey, you're not going to make it to the league. You're never going to play basketball anymore. I would have probably started crying right then and there. But yeah. Then you tell the guy, the more future Ali to the now Ali, telling him, oh, we're making music. Oh, you're not going to make music anymore. You hate it and you stop making it. You're like, oh my God, like, what is my life going to be? Am I going to be an office worker who hates his life? And I just, and this is a perfect thing to talk about in this episode, being that it's a little more sad. Things change, you know, passions change, as an older mentor told me, you know, interests change, and that's okay. And you have priorities, Matt. You have a contribution you want to make to, and it's amazing. You know, you are the diabetic hero for so many people listening and so much people following your content. And instead of that 5 or that 30 an hour minutes you could be playing video games or playing sports, you choose to put in more contribution to those people. And for that, Matt, I thank you. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people listening really do thank you, from the everyday DMs to the everyday YouTube videos they watch.
That means a lot. Thank you so much. Yeah. And, you know, I definitely cannot take all the credit for that. There are so many amazing creators out there, you being one of them. And you were actually one of the first YouTube channels that I found when I started searching diabetes. I was like, holy crap, this guy makes like 100 videos a week. I don't even know. Like, it's like daily vlog episode 479. I'm like, holy crap.
Oh my God. That makes me
this
happy.
This guy is on top of it.
Thank you.
No, it's amazing. But I think that's the coolest part about this community, is that there's so many user creators.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so many people who live with the disease who are like, you know what? I'm going to turn around and make cool content for other people like me, because mm-hmm. we deserve fun things to watch, or like more stories to hear about, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of amazing people doing really cool things in the community. And I just think it's an incredible thing to be part of. The DOC. It sounds cool too.
The DOC. I think that's one of Dr. Dre's artist group, the Doc. They call him the DOC. But I think that's really, I believe that. When I first started making YouTube videos, I was like, man, there is not enough people on here. There is like Diabetic Danica and maybe two other people at most. I mean, of course, there were more, but I didn't see them, unfortunately. Right. But it's really nice to see a lot of people making content and they're like professional videos. And I remember when I came across you, Matt, oh my God, I was so excited. I'm like, man, this guy's legit. Like he does this full time and it's like professional. This FTF thing, I got to reach out.
No, I'm so grateful you did too. And I think you reaching out to me was kind of the start of me realizing this community is so much more interconnected than I thought it was. Mm-hmm. You know, like I had emailed you, I don't even know, like a month or 2 months before we met in person and you introduced yourself, but me emailing people, I was like, maybe I'll get like one person to respond out of 50, you know? And that video project turned into like, I think it was like 20 or 25 people that actually responded and helped me make that cool video. And I was like, holy cow, people actually care. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like so many influencers out in the world today, like model influencers and product this, fitness that, they don't care about their followers, mm-hmm. about their community. They're just in it to build their ego and maybe get some influencer deals, you know, get some free products shipped their way. And with the diabetic community, it's just like, not only are they there to serve, but they're also there to connect. Mm-hmm. So it's like, look, here's some cool content that's going to help you. Oh, you want to DM me and we'll have a conversation? Sure. Let's have a chat. And everyone's so open. It's amazing.
It is. And
I'm getting fired up right now.
We're going to be talking about the community all day, the DOC. I remember you telling me that you were so new into the community. I don't know if you told me that specifically, but when we made content together and I watched your content, you were telling me I'm only a couple months into the community, like 10 months in or something. And I was like, yeah, I'm fairly new too. And it's just, it's nice to see that like, oh, there's not these gajillion followers that will never touch you or look at you. Like you have people that are creating meetups and they'll respond to you and you can get some real feedback from them. And it's not hard to connect to that. And you're absolutely right. There's a lot of communities out there that aren't communities. And it's really nice to see people supporting one another. And it's beautiful.
100%. So I wanted to bring this to the light. You had quite the transformational last year with I would consider it a massive change in your diabetic management in regards to your dietary choices.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Tell me about like what led to that. I'm curious.
It's really, I think I'm really happy you asked that question because I haven't made a vlog yet where and I'm not like saying like I'm the president, like, oh my God, I haven't said this and I'm waiting to say it. I haven't made the proper vlog. And to tell the people that have been following me on YouTube, the Diabetes Daily Hustle community, that I have went from that guy who was low carb. And that was one of my biggest videos on YouTube, you know, not to talk about viewers and whatnot, views and subscription. I'm talking about like people, what they know me for. They knew me as the low carb Bernstein guy, which I didn't like at first because I don't like being known as the side thing of something. I want to be known for my contribution and my efforts towards making people happier and live a healthier life. And I went from this guy who was going crazy on a YouTube video about how amazing Bernstein was. And that's my tendency. I truly believe, I don't want to get sidetracked. I want to gear for it. I truly believe diabetes and money and all these other things that people say might change you. I think they expose who you are. I've always been an obsessive person. I've always been an extreme all or nothing. And some of you listening can really relate where you're 10 or zero at times. And that was me. I got introduced to Dr. Bernstein. Amazing, amazing stuff on there that I still follow till this day. And I was on my video and I was like, oh, I'm gonna talk about low carb. I can't believe I've been taught this my whole life and yada, yada. And to everyone listening, I eat very high carb now. And it's not more because low carb sucks. It's after falling over and over on my face, metaphorically speaking, with diabetes. Meaning like I was binge eating, I was gaining weight, and I just could not get a grasp on my mental health with food. I was just going crazy that I started saying, I don't really care anymore. I'm just going to eat whatever I want. And slowly that turned into, if I'm already eating so many like carbs and everything, I might as well manage it properly and start eating high carb the proper way, you know? So I started counting my macros and being accountable with my eating, just like I was with low carb. And, you know, of course, considering how many grams of fat I eat, what kind of carbs, how much protein to consume on rest days and training days. It's a hard subject to talk about because I really respect people who eat low carb and I respect people who eat high carb. I'm not political when it comes to food. And Matt, you know how political that can get, being that you're a coach too, you know all about it. It worked for me because I'm not binge eating anymore. That's a big win for me. And I lost the weight that I wanted to lose. And there's more to come, you know, more happiness and more strength and more learning about nutrition. And I'm just, I'm proud of myself.
Absolutely. And I think there's an important little distinction we can pull from that, which was you said that you respect the low carbers, you respect the high carbers. But the important question is really, do you respect the medium carbers?
No, I'm kidding. I love the medium carbers, man.
You're all like prepared, like, oh my gosh, what's the important question? Oh, yeah, medium.
Okay, medium carbers, what's up? How y'all doing?
Oh, man. No, but it is very important, though, to recognize different strategies work for different people, right? And like you mentioned, that is what I encounter in my coaching. People are like, so I eat this way. Are you going to yell at me if for doing that and say I have to change? And I'm like, no, we figure out what works best for you, right?
Yeah,
like,
And
I think some people get too attached to their diets and they feel like it's the only way. And if you don't do it this way, you're wrong. And they start these big fights on social media. And
that's
not cool, guys. Like if you have a passion and a fire about how you eat, cool. Just don't take other people down, a level. Don't burn people for not following what you're following because no one's ever going to agree on everything. You know, let's just find a way to coexist and feel good about ourselves as we're striving towards healthier goals.
And Matt, like, I really want to say this. I am really fired up that you brought this up. And it's something that, like, I can talk about for a whole episode. And believe me, I won't. This is a harsh reality of a lot of people don't know about me. But when I first created my account and my vlogs, for the longest time, I tried so hard not to push low carb onto people because I saw, oh my God, look at these flat lines. Look at this amazing person, endocrinologist, talking about low carb, this person on his podcast. And then I realized that I ran into so many, I don't want to say arguments with people. I never deliberately told people eat low carb. I was just like, this is why I do this. Please don't bash me for this or yada, yada. And the one thing that I will always remember about me with diabetes is I learned to not judge people because I fell on my face so many times. And this applies, this is a life principle. And I will preach this over and over. Do not judge other people. You have to worry about yourself. You know, while you're judging other people and you're pointing at them, you're going to trip and fall on your face. Focus on your lane. And I realized that with certain people in the Bernstein group that were seemed so extreme, there were some of them that I really admired. They weren't making posts about why you should eat low carb. They were just saying, this is me. This is what I do. Oh, I ate this today. And this is what happened. Oh, my God, I went low this day. I went high. And there were some people who eat high carb and say, like, this is my life. And from a person like me, I've binge ate so many times in extreme eating. I've not eaten and I've been in these extremes so much that I'm like, I'm done. I'm not going to judge people anymore for what they eat. And I'll be really upfront and clear. I was very judgmental. I thought there was a one way to everything because I'm extreme, but I learned to not judge and just do what I got to do.
Yeah. 100%. Not judging people. That's a great way to live any area of life. Ultimately, you know, it doesn't even have to just apply to diabetes, but I think a lot of people like to judge others because they like to think that they're right about everything. And let me tell you, you're not. I'm not. Nobody is. You know what I mean? Like, no one's perfect and no one has all the answers. That's the exciting part, honestly. Knowing that you don't have all the answers means that there's a journey to be had in life. You can still learn new things, learn new tricks, go on adventures.
Preaching.
You'll never know everything.
Yeah, you're preaching right now. I love hearing that, Matt, for real. Like, I always remind myself in the most healthiest way possible. I'm not bringing myself down. Who am I? You know, I don't know everything. Let me listen. Let me put my ear out. What do they know? What can I learn from them? Even if it's quote unquote wrong, what milk can I squeeze out of there to take for myself?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking on taking notes for yourself, what is new with you? I know we have, you know, the new diet. That's a huge shift. That's not to be taken lightly. Switching diets is That's a whole new undertaking. But
yeah,
what is going on in your life?
That's a good question. In the past year, I would say year and a half, sadly, but it's just reality. I haven't been making as much content. I stopped blogging. I stopped posting daily on Instagram. Shoot, I went from posting four times a day on Instagram to 0 times a day.
Hold on. 4 times a day?
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, I was get to the gist of this. I wanted to do this full time with diabetes content, but as we both know, it's very hard to, and it's not to sound like, oh, I need to make money off the community. No, I wanted to be a contributor to the community full time and be the best that I could. But the reality of that is very hard. And you know, I was doing everything I could, at least I thought I did, posting 4 times a day, vlogging once a day, having my own podcast. I was going to start a blog, but luckily that didn't happen. To answer your question, in the past year, it's been less content and you know, to be really real and upfront, which I like to do on my podcast, not everything's beautiful on the podcast. Not everything's beautiful and perfect. I've gone through a bumpy road this past year, you know, and it's, of course, there's worse problems out there than not making content. But just not feeling
myself. COVID.
Yeah, true. Oh my God, we can go on and on.
Tell us about the bumpy road.
Yeah, just like I don't feel as happy, you know, I don't, and some part of me is still trying to get better at that. I didn't feel a sense of purpose. And some parts of me think, did I stop making content because I wasn't getting the results I wanted, or was it because I'm not feeling inspiration? And I think the more I want to move towards the truth and honesty, which is very important for everyone to do, is I realize it was because I wasn't getting the results I wanted, but I'm putting things on pause. You know, I'd like to upload a couple things on my YouTube channel, and just make more content. But, I'm trying to increase my happiness and understand that things change in life. And, of course, in the past year, I'm back in school, and we'll get into things that I'm learning right now, too.
Yeah. I mean, you've got a lot of things going on. You mentioned putting things on pause, but I think that you've still got a lot of things on play. you've got, I mean, the e-com type stuff. You have school. School keeps you super busy. I was not a fan of school.
Same.
For a while. music and basketball, those are kind of on pause. But, you got a lot going on. I don't know if this is public knowledge, but I think you had talked about potentially pursuing a CDE as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It's like a lot of different things that I want. And a lot of people can relate to me on the podcast where you're like, oh my God, I can't choose one. And in today's world of 2020, I mean, Matt's a prime example of the unconventional career route. Matt is a health coach in niche for people living with diabetes, making content, you know, doing his own thing. And to think like, oh my God, the possibilities, I could make a whole YouTube channel of mops and rocks or whatever, you know, and so be so specific and cool and travel the world doing that, you know. But I dropped out of school for a while, which a lot of people don't know. And I pursued content making, and content making is a long, long journey. It requires a lot of patience, as we all know. And I went back to school recently, and I'm just taking general courses, you know, like the biology and math and all that fun stuff, taking it slow. I'm not taking like full-time courses. And I was thinking about pursuing becoming a certified diabetic educator. But as things are evolving and changing, I'm realizing I'm going to get into e-commerce. And for anyone that doesn't know, e-commerce is basically electronic commerce, selling and buying stuff online and seeing where the world is going. You know, people are buying a lot of things online. So it's just a new venture I'm taking, and hopefully I just hope for the best. I don't hope for one thing. I just hope things work out and things make me happier and I feel more productive and excited about something again.
Yeah. And I mean, the world is 100% shifting towards e-com. I mean, I haven't left the house in 2 weeks. Let's be real.
That's my normal life. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, COVID aside, this is sweet. No. But yeah, you've got some exciting things going down. And wherever that leads you, whether it is strictly e-com or if you do bounce back to YouTube creation, I know that you've still got a very active platform. A lot of people look up to you. and are excited to hear about where you're going. So, you know, it's a very exciting time.
Yeah. And
let's just, I have to revisit this. You're young.
Yeah.
You've got time to decide which route you're going. I, on the other hand, have gray hairs now, which is terrifying.
Matt, you're young too. Don't play it off. You're not like 45, or are you? I'm just kidding.
Nobody knows.
He's just that healthy.
Could you imagine? I'd be so happy if that's what I look like at 45.
Jeez, man, I'll be happy too.
Yeah, man. But shoot, I mean, you and I, we had a chat not too long ago, and man. Ali, this is still so hard to talk about.
It's tough, man. I mean, I don't want to. Did you want to say something? I don't want to cut you off.
Sure. So we had a chat, and Ali and I decided that he's got some really exciting things in his future that he needs to focus on for a bit. And I mean, as we mentioned, you've got so many routes with e-com and school and still deciding what your future holds.
Yeah.
And ultimately, in today's episode, we are saying goodbye to Ali and good luck on this incredible new adventure. I mean, you know, with all these different options that you can take, I know it's going to be an incredible adventure and a journey. And I know that all of us want to follow you on that journey. And we know that you're still going to be part of the diabetes community. I don't care if you say you're not a creator. You're going to be a creator for life. You know, you like sharing your journey. We love following it and wherever you end up. And I know that, you know, as you focus your attention and limit these distractions, you're going to become the best at whatever it is that you're passionate about. You know, once that fire gets lit, there is no extinguishing it.
Thank you.
And, you know, I'm super sad to see you go. This is emotional. But I'm so incredibly excited to watch your journey and to watch you crush it in the world while you make it a better place, man.
Thank you.
So yeah, I'm proud of you, Ali, and I'm super grateful for all your help on the podcast up until this point. It's been incredible working with you.
Thank you, Matt. I was trying really hard to not get emotional before we started recording. But as Matt said, guys, you know, this is basically my goodbye. And I'm going back to the past again, and I remember when I first approached you and I came up to you and I was like, oh, we should start a podcast, you know. And I still remember that we met up at Starbucks and we had a whole meeting about it. And honestly, I can really say I'm super, super grateful to have a friend like Matt and call him a friend, because I really want everyone to hear this. Like, out of the people I know in the world, there's a handful of people that I could think of that really work hard, like work their eyeballs out to make their dream a reality. And, you know, couple of those people are Gary B, my mom, and Matt Vandevecht. Matt is just a very hard worker. He's very dedicated to what he does, and he's authentic and he's true. And I really want to say, like, it's a pleasure to be your friend. And I'm sure everyone listening is getting amazing value. And, I'm excited for what lies ahead. You know, I am sad. I love content creation, and I'm still gonna put my story out there, you know, and whatever amount I can put. And of course, I want to share my last couple things before we end this recording, and just, you know, give my best final tips for everyone listening and the things that I have really went through in my life that people can relate to and get value from.
Absolutely, man. We need the golden nuggets from Ali.
the secrets.
What is the secret to happiness in life?
It is 100 blood sugar. I'm just kidding.
But, I was waiting for like the "it is," then the episode ends.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, no.
That would have been a bummer. I don't know if you wanted me to share that right now. I wish I compiled the list, but there's a couple things I'd love to talk about, Matt.
Ali, I know you have a ton of good info, and, you know, share as many of them as you want. And I also want to make sure that our people know that you're not like deleting accounts, right? Like, you're still going to have accounts. You still do have a ton of content up online. Yeah. through Instagram, through YouTube, and I want to make sure they know where to find you. And we'll do this again at the end, so you guys don't have to like leave the episode right now and go find him. But cool. Where do they find you?
Good question. A couple things to that. So one of them is being my YouTube channel, the Diabetes Daily Hustle, which I truly, truly still love and have a special place in my heart. I got to upload at least a couple vlogs during this past time. And I have a lot of, for everyone listening, I have like around 400 vlogs of just, I'll be really honest with you, it's just a full day of eating and working out and just a day in my life, you know? I was really all about documenting the journey and everything Gary Vee preaches to all the Gary Vee people out there. So you can find me there. Instagram, it's kind of hard to spell the last name. Matt's going to link it in the description. It's Ali Abdul Karim, but spelled weird. And there's not really much other than that. The other part of that, I really want to say, encourage people, forget about Ali. I really want you to find things that bring value to you. You know, follow people that are bringing you inspiration. Put people around you 6 feet apart that are making that are helping you grow, that are making you uncomfortable. And there's so much great content out there. Just like people like Matt, man, you know, keep listening to him. He's dedicating his time and his life to becoming happier, you know. And I never forget what Matt told me. Matt, you remember this. It's one thing to have great control, but it's another thing to have great control and happiness. You could be so miserable. And a lot of you listening know what I'm talking about, where you have great blood sugar and you just feel miserable. You're like, oh my God, I'm not living my life. Matt is teaching to do that with both things, you know. So there's amazing people out there. Follow them. So much great content out there.
Thank you so much, Ali. That means a lot coming from you. And me aside, yeah, there's a ton of amazing people out there as well. It still blows my mind how there's an entire micro community in Instagram or just all social media where there's actual influencers that have thousands and thousands of followers. And like, how does that even happen? There's no other chronic illness that I've ever heard of that has an entire community with its own ecosystem,
yeah,
with influencers and paid sponsorships and events and like all this crazy stuff. It's absolutely mind-boggling, and it's super incredible.
Yeah, brother.
But before we go, I don't know if that was your golden nugget, but I wanted to ask you, what is Ali's golden nugget or golden nuggets? I know that you have a ton of knowledge. We'll have to limit it to an hour. So
ready to go.
but what is some good stuff that you want to give our audience? And obviously they can find so much more content and golden nuggets through your stuff. But if you were to summarize, I don't know, your top one, top three, top five, whatever it is, what do you want to communicate to the audience?
Awesome. I think I'm going to try to do top three and not try to go top 30. So much diabetes, as y'all know. Okay. In all seriousness, number one, I really want this. This is just the truth, and everyone can agree with this. It's really important for me to say this, is knowledge in diabetes, of course, in every realm, but we're talking about diabetes right now, is truly your power. And I cannot emphasize that enough. A 15-minute visit to the doctor can only do so much. You know, we cannot wait for every single little move from what is told from our doctors. You know, we have to go above and beyond and understand not just carbs and carb counting, but understanding, what does fat do to my body? What does alcohol do to my body? What does protein do to my body? What does less exercise do? What this exercise does? What rest day does? And so many things within the human body, and learn that. I'm not saying become a doctor. By any means, I'm not a doctor either. It can get boring sometimes for me. But Matt is a living proof of that. You know, he learns a lot of things beyond diabetes, not just the carbs and blood sugar and low blood sugar. Learn, keep learning, push yourself to learn. And I promise you, things will become easier. And having good control is possible. And I can't stress that enough, because I love when I see Matt put his amazing blood sugars out there in the world for the people to see. when a lot of people would feel hesitant to do that because they're like, am I showing off? Am I telling people this is me and I'm amazing? No, Matt is showing you this is possible. You have to put in the work. You have to learn and apply these things about diabetes management. And those things are very possible. And I want the community to keep doing that and put those things that you're not cocky if you do that. That's number one. I would say, I don't know if I'll make this into three, but this is number two, and I really like this. And this is something I discovered for myself. There's a really good, it's not a good saying, but a lot of us listening right now know that when you hear, oh, money and fame changes you. And I remember hearing this from Gary Vee, and I connected it to my diabetes life. Money and fame does not change you. It exposes you. Matt being the nice person he is and the person he is contributing to this world, if I give him money and fame or whatever gave him money and fame, he will become more louder and he'll have a bigger platform and a foundation to do that. He'll become a nicer person, even at a more louder sense, I guess you can say, because he is that, he has those things. And if someone is a not so great person, they're an evil person, those evil things will be exposed and they will shed light on them because those things expose you. So in terms of this podcast, diabetes exposed who I am. It did not change me. Of course, you might be listening and be like, I never used to take shots. I never used to work out. Certain little things expose you about diabetes. I never knew that I was an obsessive character and I was 0 to 100 until I started realizing, oh my God, I'm binge eating because I had one high blood sugar after my workout and I subconsciously went home and just started eating cookies and bad food. I stopped checking my blood sugar. I'm taking whatever units I'm taking. And then the next day I'll be extremely strict. Oh my God, I can't put a drip of oil in there. Oh my God, I got to do this perfectly. I have to do this exercise like this. And I realized those were things that were exposing me because of diabetes. So what do I, after hearing this, you're like, Ali, what do I do now? I kind of understand certain things about me. We got to turn those weaknesses into strengths. And I realized that carrying on, I cannot be perfect. I cannot get every single little perfect day of eating and blood sugar. I realized that I need to roll with the punches and just get better from where I am. I can't be, oh man, I've had a high blood sugar. I'm just going to blow the rest of the day away and it just sucks. It went in the trash. No, I'm going to be like, okay, it is what it is. I ate this when I thought I shouldn't have, but no, I'm not going to judge myself. It's just part of life. I'm going to move on. And it's made me stronger. And I'm really proud of the person I've become as a diabetic and not to become obsessive. And, those are my top two. You know, I can go on for days, but those are really important and core principles, I believe.
Those are amazing. And I don't know if the audience could handle the third, because that's just incredible. Dropping bombs on us, man.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you for those golden nuggets. Golden bars. They're not even nuggets. They're full golden bars.
Goodness, man.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, on that note, I want to ask one more time, that's my first question, be what is next in Ali's mind? Like, what do you think? And it's okay to say you don't know, but what is next for Ali?
I think right now next is I'm putting school on pause to get a real practical answer, and I am pursuing e-commerce with a special mentor, and I'm taking actually time to fly away, and I'm going to dedicate my time to possibly build a business. I don't like talking about things I want to do because I just like to rather just do it, but possibly make a living for myself doing e-commerce and hopefully long-term goals. I want to support myself, my family, and love the process and just love that hard work again, the person I used to be. And I'm hoping in the future that I have the necessary means and funds to make an even better channel, make a TCOYD number two, bring on amazing speakers and just have the, you know, money is freedom. Money is allowing you to do things. And I want to be able to do that, you know, and those are my long-term goals.
100%. That's super cool. Personally, I'm really excited to see you do the e-com thing and see what that blows up into, because you're a creative guy.
Thank you,
man. And I think that creativity is kind of required for figuring out the whole entrepreneurship realm. So
yeah,
that's going to be super cool seeing what you pick and who you decide to help, because ultimately I think it's just a natural byproduct of your actions. You help people. I think that's awesome.
Thank you, brother. I really appreciate that, Matt. It means the world.
Yeah, for sure. But the second question I have for you is, where the heck can people watch this happen? Where is the journey being posted? Where are the updates? Is it Twitter? Is it Facebook? Is it, what's that one? TikTok?
What's that one? TikTok? Come on, you know that. You're good at it.
I saw that an hour ago.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a great question. And to give you an honest question, I don't know yet, because I'm of course, what we just got into was realizing who we are, self-awareness. I'm an extreme person. You know, I either make content or I don't. But I'm trying to get better at exposing my life more on Instagram. So Instagram is one of them. Who knows, maybe in the future, I make some content on YouTube on the Diabetes Daily Hustle with diabetes and my job and things with my future with e-commerce and whatnot, even if it's not e-commerce, just content on there. And side note, I don't know if you guys know, listeners, Daily Diabetics is a group of diabetic YouTube creators in one channel. And we've been throwing around the talk about getting the channel, you know, making content again. So be on the lookout for that, possibly. I don't know if you'll see some content from me. But nothing really special. I like TikTok, though. It's cool.
It's a black hole. If you're going to sit on your phone, it's like, all right, I'm just going to flip a feed a couple times, see what it looks like. Oh, it's 4 hours later. My bad.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's so, and Matt, like, conversation with us, like, it's crazy to see how it's almost a mature platform now, you know, not like it's YouTube and Facebook. It's just, it's really nice and also hard to see that there's so much creators out there and so much people that have done different things, but there's always white space. There's always a space for you to grab and get yours.
100%. Yeah. TikTok is going to be fun to watch. I think it's going to be a similar metaphorical journey as we watch you explode and become the mature version of Ali.
Thank you, sir. Actually, side note, one of my favorite TikToks from you, I can't think of the name. It's the one where you're putting something under your vocals. It's not your actual voice, and it's like from a movie or something, and you're like, you have low blood sugar, then friend brings Diet Coke or something. And then you're like, yeah. No, that was hilarious. You guys got to check out Matt's TikTok.
Oh my gosh. That was, yeah. It's like, you have a low blood sugar, and I had the friend bring over quinoa. And I was like, no, I need juice. It was like freaking, yeah, dry quinoa. Like, who does that?
That was hilarious, man. I loved it.
Well, okay, let's drop that. So I'm FTF Warrior on TikTok. What are you?
I am, let's see what I am. Actually, I don't know. It's like some weird number they created for me and I hated it, but it is what it is.
Oh man, you got to customize it.
Yeah, I have to. It's, oh my God, it's so long. Maybe we'll just link it. It's Ali Abdul Karim 3. That's really long. Abdul Karim is basically, like, if you think about it, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but Abdul Karim and then 3.
That's a good way of explaining it.
Yeah, it's easy. I only have like 4 videos, I guess.
Yeah, I need to get back on that too. Yeah. I took a 3-month hiatus because I just got lazy with TikTok.
Man, you're making content everywhere else. Give yourself a break.
That is true. It's a full-time job. Yeah. All right, man. Well, if anybody who is listening wants to follow Ollie's journey, he is going to be on Instagram largely. We'll post that in the show notes if you want to go follow him there. But again, like he said, there's 2 YouTube channels you can find him on. You want to mention those one more time?
Yeah, Daily Diabetics. There's actually past content from me on there and other amazing creators in the group. And Diabetes Daily Hustle.
Amazing. And if you guys made it to this far in the episode, you know that Ali dropped those gold bars already. So make sure you put those into action. Contemplate on them. Think about them before bedtime because they are golden and they are useful. Ali, my thanks to you, man. It's been an incredible journey over the last year and a half while we've been building this thing. And
yes, sir,
like I said, I'm sad to see you go. This is definitely an emotional episode for me, and I know it is for you as well. But I'm really, really excited to see what you do with your time, your effort, and the people that you will inevitably impact in your life.
Thank you, good sir. It golden from you. I truly appreciate it, Matt. I'm just happy to carry on our friendship and the amazing podcast you have built and the things we've done together content-wise. I am more than grateful. The people, the friends I've created in this journey is more than I can think of. You know, not the, the glamour and I was going to make it full-time. No, man, the relationships I developed, I'm super grateful for that, Matt. And I thank you for this amazing podcast. It has been truly a blessing and a great time.
Absolutely, my man. And like, yeah, I mean, I've said it like 3 times already. I'm so grateful for you. I'm looking forward to everything. We're just gonna going back and forth for the next 20 minutes.
Stick around for 20 minutes.
But no, it's super exciting. And yeah, couldn't have done this without you. So thank you so much for your efforts building this thing. And I know a lot of people are grateful for what you've done and for your episodes as well.
Thank you.
I need to put this out there too. Ali created like 95% of our Instagram content. So if you liked our Instagram, that's where it came from. Ali's creative genius.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The title slides. Yeah, man. Those are awesome.
I also want to say, you guys listening, everyone on the podcast, Matt and I really appreciate you seriously taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast is amazing. You know, we're really, really blessed. You know, there's other content you could be listening to, other things you could be doing, but you take time out of your day to listen to this. We appreciate it.
You guys, the real MVP.
You the MVP.
Oh, man. Well, thank you so much, Ali. Again, everybody, his links are going to be in the show notes. And Ali, thank you for everything. Farewell. We wish you the best of luck on your journey. And as I have been waiting to say this whole time, keep up the fight, man.